Yeah, you know, it's just about getting back out there and slinging the ball around, making some calls, and having some fun. So it's good to be back out there with the guys.
So we haven't talked to you since you've actually been, you know, cleared for full contact, and the door is actually open for you to possibly start this game. How do you feel about that?
No, I feel great. You know, it's a blessing to have the opportunity to play this game. And, you know, was told I wasn't going to really have a chance to come back and play this year. But, you know, like I said, it's a blessing. You just try to take care of the little things day by day so you can get back out there. And it's all falling the right way for me. So I'm thankful to my teammates for helping me get through this time of not playing. And now I get a chance to go back out there and have fun with them.
The bye would seem to come at a good time for you personally. Were you able to take advantage of it and get extra preparation in case you get the nod for Cincinnati?
Yeah, you know, for me it's just time and healing. And then you know, I'm not going to bother guys on their bye week and, you know, try to organize 7-on-7s. But I would have loved to. But it's important for guys to get away from football for a little bit of time, a couple days, so they can recharge. And, you know, we got 4 games left, and we're trying to go 4-0, and that's all we got.
What do you think you have to show Hugh Jackson that says, yeah, I'm going back to RG3?
Oh, I mean, you know, that work's been put in, and you just come in every day and try to prove yourself and show coach and your team that you're the guy and that you're ready to go. So I don't really focus on that. I just try to come in every day and do what I tell the rookies to do, and that sees every single one of them.
When did Dogs tell you that you were not going to play again this season? What was your reaction then?
I mean, they didn't, you know, clear-cut say that. It's just, you know, highly unlikely. And, you know, it's not that they were wrong. It's just, you know, the best case scenario happened, and my shoulder is continually healing, and you know, I'm excited and happy about that.
So we didn't talk to you immediately after you got that. We got a statement from you, but
right.
When you get that final test to show that the bone healed properly, were you just really happy? Was it like almost like you didn't even think it could really be real until it was real, or were you surprised? What was it?
I mean, the reaction is just excitement. You know, I've hung around the team and continue to stay involved in game planning and meetings just for the opportunity to be there for them and in case I was called upon later in the season to play. So obviously the way our season went, no one wanted that. But when you have an opportunity to get out there and put it on the line with your team, if they give me the nod, then I'm ready to do that.
You've been in all the meetings and watched all the games. How do you think, if you're back out there, that you can help Ovechkin?
Yeah, I mean, if I told you that, then, you know, it wouldn't help us. So, you know, we know what we can get better at. You know, we came in today and had our meetings with coach and the coaches and just know what we need to focus on to help us execute better and, you know, put points on the board and win games.
What about, is it daunting to step in there with a protection that has given up a league-high 45 sacks?
No, it's not, because I know those guys up front are fighting their tail off, and it's not just on them. It's on all of us. We got to just execute better, get guys in the right spots, you know, make the right calls, and you know, it's a team effort. It's not about one guy or two guys or a unit. It's all of us together, and we got to make sure that we do a better job, and, you know, if I get a chance to go out there, it'll be an honor to be out there with those guys.
You've only played one game since the beginning of last year, so how important is this month to you?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's just an opportunity to play in the NFL with a group of guys who don't deserve to be in an 0-12. So, you know, I just want to come in, you know, give the team as much of a spark as I possibly can, you know, have fun, and hopefully we can go, you know, 4-0, because that's what we've been working for in this last quarter of the season. I think it's real important.
You don't look at it in a bigger picture, though?
No, I mean, I can't worry about the big picture. I have to make sure that I focus on the here and now and the present, and then the rest of it will take care of itself, you know. Right now, I'm going to go out there and, you know, my bone is continually healing, but no one breaks a bone in season and then it completely heals 100%. So I just got to go out there, know that there's other guys on this team that are putting it on the line that aren't 100%, and I'm going to go out there and put it on the line with them.
You have to worry about your padding right
now? I mean, I
find out.
Robert, will your style change at all knowing what happened in game week one with the injury? If you get the opportunity to go back out there, will you do things differently?
I mean, this is a, you know, very, very talented defense that we're going to be going against, very physical. But, you know, I just got to play smart, protect myself, you know, just like I was trying to do in week one, and, you know, just make sure that, you know, that doesn't happen again. It was a freak accident, so there's nothing I can really do about that. All I can do moving forward is you know, try to make sure I protect myself when I have the opportunities to, and then give my team the best chance to win.
One of the issues offensively this year, it's just been the nature of the beast, is the chemistry between quarterbacks and receivers and the trust and reading each other's minds and understanding where they're going to be, where you want them to be, that type of thing. How do you how have you come along as far as maybe trying to accelerate that for you individually, and then just overall big picture, you know, how do you get on the same page this late in the season to get where, you know, and accomplish what you want to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, there's no substitute for work. So we just keep working. We come in today, we worked out, went on the field, ran around, ran some plays. All that's building chemistry. So, you know, I can't really look at it that way, you know, since I haven't been out for so long. I just got to make sure I can trust those guys and know that they're going to be where they're supposed to be. And they're working their tails off to make sure that happens, because we all are trying to get better every single day, every single week. So they go back, watch the tape from the rest of the season and say, hey, this is what I can work on to get better. And then you have to go out there, and then your job is to trust them. And their job is to be where they're supposed to be. And, you know, I trust that that's going
to
happen.
Hey, when would you expect to be told that you're going to play Sunday?
I don't know. Coach could wait till Sunday. I don't know. You know, that's why he's got the HC on his hat. And we all trust him in this locker room. I trust him. And it's just a matter of, you know, do they feel I'm ready to play, or do they feel like, you know, I need to take some more time, or whatever their decision is, I'll be okay with it. You know, because, you know, I'm here to be a Cleveland Brown. I'm here to help this team, not just these last 4 weeks, but into the future. At least that's my hope and my wish. So I just want to, you know, have an opportunity to go out there and put it on the line for my team.
Along the lines of what I asked you about the chemistry with the receivers, is that a system thing, or is it more of a quarterback preference thing or a quarterback style thing? In other words, do you like to throw the football in certain spots in certain areas to receivers versus maybe what Josh or Cody wants to do?
No, I think every quarterback's got a different, you know, skill set, and some excel in areas that others don't. But I don't think it's that. I just think we all as a unit have to be on the same page, and it's, you know, that's the beauty of football. It's really hard to get 11 guys to be on the same page on one play, so try 65, 70 of them, and then it's just about players making plays. You know, if coach calls a play into my helmet, I'm not then thinking, oh man, we're not in chemistry, you know, we're not in rhythm. I'm thinking this play is going to work, and he's going to be where he's supposed to be, and they're going to block the right guys, and that's the way you have to go about it, and that's why we practice. You know, that's why we have the entire offseason, and that's why you have the tape so you can learn from it. So I don't think guys are coming in the building thinking like that. They just know, hey, I got to get better today, and that's the way you want it to be.
What have they told you so far about your chances of starting this weekend?
We just go out to practice and get it done. You know, we don't really, you know, talk in those terms. It's more about just doing the work. Do the work, and then, you know, we'll see what they decide.
What would you be most excited about if you were out there starting Sunday?
Oh, I mean, just the opportunity to suit it up with these guys. And, you know, I know how much this game means to a lot of these guys, Joe Hayden, Joe Thomas, the guys that have been here for a long time and have experienced these times being here in Cleveland. You know, this very well may be their worst experience. So, you know, the way I look at it is I'm going out there for those guys to try to, you know, help us get a win. And not just one, you know, but starts with one. You got to get one win before you can get two. So I just look at it that way. And to have an opportunity to play for them, you know, really, really is the reason that I'm, you know, trying to play.
Has the, phrase this delicately, the issue with the money that was stolen been solved?
I hope. No, I mean, it's, you know, we talked about it with the team. And everything's been taken care of. So, you know, I trust that it'll never happen again.
It wasn't a team thing, really. It was more of the security people they hired.
Yeah. I don't know. So I just know that it's been said that it'll be taken care of, and everybody's valuables will be okay.
Robert, I know the standard answer is always kind of looking forward and not looking in the past. Have you ever let yourself kind of wonder what could have been this year had you stayed healthy?
Well, no doubt. I mean, you know, I think, you know, I've gotten that from a lot of guys in the locker room, you know, and coaches too, just, you know, the possibility of what could have been. But right now we got 4 weeks ahead of us with an opportunity, you know, to do something about it. And Cincinnati is the first team up to bat, and it could be the only team. I don't know, to work it in tomorrow. So you just got to take it one day at a time and try to make sure you do all the things that you can to put your best foot forward. So, you know, other than that, it's been a tough time, been a tough year. for this team, but these guys are tough. You know, this is a really tough group, and they've stuck together. So I'm proud to be a part of that.
Robert, have you guys talked as a team at all just about the next 4 weeks, what's ahead, and how you can potentially change or at least start to change the future with these next four games?
Yeah, you know, we have. You know, the leadership group, we talk almost every week, and you know, just try to, you know, put our heads together to figure out, like, what does a team need this week? What do we need to do moving forward to help us be in the best situation to win? Because, you know, times like this, in a year like this, when you don't have any wins and it's late in the season, playoffs are out of the picture, that's when teams usually, you know, tank it or start breaking apart. And we try to make sure that we keep our team together. And I think the guys have done a great job doing that, coming into work every single day, just all working towards a common goal. So on the outside, it might look, you know, like the worst thing ever. And, you know, on the inside, we definitely don't want our record to be what it is. But to have these guys come in here every single day and continue to work hard and try to find ways to get that win or those wins is truly something special to see. So,
is it one slight advantage for you at all that there's almost no film of you in Jackson's offense and very little film of you for the last couple of years?
I don't know. I definitely wouldn't want it to be that way. But, you know, I get, like I said, I get an opportunity to go out, put my skills to the test and with this team to try to, you know, open up some new things, you know, some new holes, and you'll figure out, you know, what our game plan will be here this upcoming week. But, you know, I played Cincinnati before. I know they know, you know, a little bit about me. It's not like there's no tape on me, but, you know, whatever surprises that we have, you know, hopefully we execute them to the best of our ability. And like I said, this team's extremely physical, really good defense, and, you know, it'll be a challenge, but we're up for it.